This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am an American Family Farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, been around cows all of my life, and I'm trying to make this program a voice of advocacy for the family farm. We're going to meet a fellow named Daryl Anderson, who is a broadcaster. He's also a farmer. He's got a vignette that he does every day, and I want to talk to him about that. Actually, I want to promote his vignette, because I think he's a good guy and he's got some good things on his mind. More help for the family farmer. That's what it's all about. And speaking of that, I usually get started with our visits every week by looking at the news, and the news is all about the farm bill, what people are saying, the reactions to the passing of the farm bill, what's in it and what isn't in it, who gets helped, who doesn't. I thought the most valuable comment that I saw came from Senator Grassley. And as the bill went through its various machinations and negotiations, the senator said what I've said over and over and over again. The farm bill benefits the wealthiest farmers who don't need it. It adds more hurdles for new, younger farmers. It is what it does, because it oversees the SNAP, you know, the welfare food stamps. It makes it more difficult for able-bodied people from 18 to 49 to get food stamps, and that's good. But what isn't good is the $867 billion in this thing, and it's the percentages that go to the huge corporate agribusinesses. And Grassley is 100% right. Farmers are getting screwed at the hands of politicians. The bill maintains the current limits on subsidies, includes a provision to expand the definition of family to include first cousins, nieces, and nephews, making them eligible for payments in the program, which is an insult. At its core, farm policy ought to be limited, the safety nets anyway, to help farmers. And this is something that has been used in natural disasters, unpredictable commodity markets, other unforeseen challenges. And then Grassley went on to talk about the loophole for some of the family farms, the big farm, large farmers, to calculate and to kind of manipulate the system while creating even larger hurdles for young and beginning farmers. He goes on to say, for years, the top 10% of farmers have received over 70% of the subsidies. It's one of many reasons he says it's so hard for young and beginning farmers to really get out and work. Senator John Ernst, who is from Iowa, is a member of the conference committee that came to the agreements on the final text of the bill. He voted in favor of it, saying it strengthens conservation programs while providing critical mental health support for farmers. Well, that's true. I don't know that we need more conservation programs. I think the government is too involved and too restrictive when it comes to conservation programs, especially with things like spreading manure. And it's just stupid things that are in the bill and have been law that don't make any sense. Anyway, there are a number of family farmers, because of the way the government and the big farm, the ag businesses, are ruining it for the small farmer. Farmers are committing suicide. So why don't we fix that problem instead of giving more mental health? I'm happy to get mental health support for farmers in trouble, but the reason they're in trouble is because the government and the big ag companies put them there in the first place. Anyway, the House bill would have raised the age of recipients subject to work requirements from 49 to 59. That didn't happen. It's 18 to 49. But I'm not excited about this farm bill, frankly. I don't think it's gone anywhere near far enough to do what it ought to be doing, if you're going to have a bill and you're going to supposedly help farmers, the Secretary of Agriculture said the passage of the Farm Bill is good news because it provides a strong safety net for farmers and ranchers who need the dependability and certainty this regulation and legislation affords. The Farm Bill will help producers make decisions about the future, also invest in important agricultural research and supporting trade programs to bolster export. All that's true. Yes. But then there are these other things that Grassley talked about that Perdue, of course, being the politician that he is, he doesn't talk about the things that have been done to screw the small farmers yet again. And so then you look at all of his comments everywhere from every farm organization. The Specialty Crop Farm Alliance says they like the Mitch McConnell bill, and they, you know, very political. All these farm groups, they're all lobbyists. They're all very political. They want to make sure they still have access to the big politicians so they don't get in their face. The only one that gets in their face is Roger Johnson, who runs the National Farmers Union. He tells it like it is. And he says there's a lot in this bill. There's good stuff in it. There are things like the SNAP thing, but it doesn't help the farmer any. It helps the taxpayer. But the farmer, I don't see the family farmer help very much here in this circumstance at all, frankly. And I find it, discouraging is probably the best way I can put it. I find it disheartening, discouraging. It's just more of the same stuff. Don't forget, as we end the year out, December is National Eggnog Month. Some people say, oh, eggnog is awful. I like it, frankly. I like eggnog. It's a big part of holiday celebrations, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So just in the back of your mind, there's always a holiday for something. There's always an acknowledgement. And because so much eggnog is sold this month, it becomes National Eggnog Month. Now let's do something also in terms of your body, your health, your well-being, things that are good for you as we end the year, start the new year. Let's determine how much of a problem your body is at the moment and ask the question about detox. Does your body need to be detoxed? If you're feeling toxic, and who isn't, with the increase in toxic metals and chemicals and pesticides and additives around, and we also need some detox because we've eaten a lot of really ugly stuff. So the body detox approach that I follow is drinking Life Change Tea from the folks at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea helps you maintain the gut. Remember what Jack Stockwell says, everything, the good health and bad health begins in your gut. So if you have a clean gut, then you'll be healthier. Stands to reason. Go to GetTheTea.com and sign up right now for Life Change Tea. It's all natural. The teas are grown in America. It's blended in America. All natural. This is the tea that aims at keeping your innards all cleaned out, right? It's a power wash for your system. So if you need better digestion, your health is, you got inflammatory bowel disease, all kinds of problems that come. Detox your body after this holiday season with Life Change Tea. If you go online to GetTheTea.com and you use the DJV code, you will get it shipped to you free. Life Change Tea will change your life, make your body healthier, cleanses everything in that body of yours that is messy. Get the website, GetTheTea.com, and view other awesome supplements they have there as well. And the flavors of the teas, just a really good, well-run company that does what it says it will do. The product cleanses your body. So let's engineer that right now. Intestinal cleansing with GetTheTea.com's website. There are a couple of teas there, but get started with Life Change Tea. All right? Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code, and it'll be shipped free.
Important news, America. You're about to lose millions of dollars in your flexible spending account. Seriously, more than $400 million in unspent FSA dollars are lost at the end of each year. Yeah, let's not do that, people. Luckily, there's still time to use it before you lose it at FSAstore.com, the only site exclusively stocked with guaranteed FSA-eligible products, more than 4,000 of them. They've done all the hard work, so all you have to do is shop. Use your funds on essentials for the whole family, including baby care, pain relief, sun care, even glasses and contacts. Everything on the site is guaranteed eligible. Plus, skip the receipts when you use your FSA card at checkout. FSAstore.com is the only place you can shop worry-free with your FSA card until 12 a.m. Pacific time on January 1st. Go to FSAstore.com now and use coupon code RADIO20 for $20 off your $250 plus order. That's RADIO20 for $20 off. FSAstore.com. Everything flex spending with zero guesswork.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me now is Daryl Anderson, who has a daily program called Farm to Fork. I guess I came across you, Daryl, a few weeks ago doing some research, and I thought, wow, here's somebody that I should meet, we should talk to, we have lots in common. So I guess, first of all, Happy New Year, good to meet you. How about your background? Tell us a little about where you come from. I find it, again, you have that in common with me. The family farm stuff gets in our blood, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and you never really shake it off.
No, and it's I don't want to shake it off. I don't know about you, but I'm not in a hurry, nor am I interested in shaking it off, really, because it's wonderful.
Nor am I.
How old are you, Daryl?
I am 61 years old, or I should say 61 years young. That's what we old guys do to kind of kid ourselves that we're not that old.
Well, I got about 10 years on you, and it still is a hoot as it has been every day of my life. Not only have I been a broadcaster since I was a teenager, but I also have been around cows all of my life. And the two threads in my life that I'm really just, I can't imagine them not being in my life. And I think those are the people who we're sort of talking to. Tell us a little about this Farm to Fork broadcast that you do.
Well, I've been doing a daily radio feature primarily aimed at the farming and ranching community since 1996. January 1 of 96 was when I first started doing it. And it came about as a result of the two things in my life that I had done career-wise. The first was basically growing up on a farm. I wasn't born on the farm. We still had hospital deliveries, I guess, at that time. So, but I did spend my formative years on the farm. I worked chores as a kid. We had turkey breeder hens primarily on the farm, and if you're not familiar, if the listeners aren't familiar with breeder hens, the turkeys were raised primarily for their eggs that they produced, and then the eggs were shipped off and hatched, and more turkeys were part of the farming community as a result.
Yeah, I think you have a lot of things in common with me, and that's kind of why I wanted us to get together and talk about what you're doing. Maybe there's a future in us working together, but I'm happy to make your acquaintance. Daryl Anderson is here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer Show, 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your farm, a focus on the businesses that are run by farmers, the locavores that use our product. That's really who, but then it's sort of farm to, I love the name of your daily feature, Daryl. Daryl Anderson is here from Farm to Fork. We have Farm to Table, people that talk, there's always that connection, food, farm, and family. I find that a lot of people that are doing this on the air and a lot of people that do the writing in these farm trades have a credibility problem because of who pays them and how they get.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's something we ought to talk about. But I want to get your reaction, and have you talked about in your features Farm to Fork the what they call the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, the Farm Bill, official, signed by the president. What are you thinking when it comes to this, and how does it affect your farm, and how does it affect your listeners?
Well, it does affect listeners probably more than it affects me personally, obviously, because I'm really only doing radio right now. I'm not actively farming or anything like that, like you are. I mean, you kind of ride both sides of that fence.
I do.
But the Farm Bill is a big thing for a lot of farmers who depend on some of the safety net aspects of the Farm Bill and some of the policies and that sort of thing. It's not geared for every farm, obviously, and when the Farm Bill was signed by the president here just recently and finally made law, there was an outpouring of news releases in my email inbox from all sorts of organizations and so on, who were very pleased that the Farm Bill was signed, at least without delaying it past the first of the year. There was some considerable support for that. But I think one of the sentiments that stuck out to me as I was talking to people before it was passed was that it's not a farm bill for everyone. There's going to be somebody somewhere who's disappointed in some aspect of it, and I guess a one-size-fits-all is just not in the cards where it comes to that.
Well, I think that that's a nice way of putting it. I haven't been that nice.
that is a nice way. It's diplomatic.
That is a nice way of putting it, yeah. I find it offensive that as many of these big corporate farms and the big farm families, you may have heard me talking a little about this as we got started before you came on, benefits that they have gotten out of this. Surely, if you look at, I've long maintained that people in Congress ought to be like NASCAR drivers, wearing jackets that have on them all the people that pay for them to get reelected. You know how NASCAR has the sponsors all over their uniforms? So members of Congress ought to have the same thing, in my opinion, because then you'd know why they are voting. It would be clear why they vote the way they do. To make all these farm families get more money that don't need it, and the people who are on the short end of the stick, dairy farmers, for example. I don't know how the dairy farmers are in Minnesota, where you come from, but here in Massachusetts, all over New England, all over the Northeast, we have had an inundation of Canadian milk. We've had the folks at the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, who have prided themselves in screwing the dairy farmers so they can get $14 and $15 per 100 milk when it costs the dairy farmers 21 to 23, 24 bucks a 100 weight to make it. How do people expect that, and I'm doing my own editorial here, but how do folks expect to get good, fresh, quality milk when the farmers can't, that are good at doing this, can't survive? They've forced them out of business, and the farm bill doesn't do a damn thing, really, to fix the problem of dairy. And so that's one of the reasons I get off on my toot. I want to get back, though, however, excuse me for getting on my toot. Daryl Anderson and I continue mostly with a focus on him and his daily Farm to Fork feature in a few moments, 28 after the...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green.
Talking some agricultural issues here. As usual, the American Family Farmer Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. My guest is Daryl Anderson, who does a feature daily on a lot of radio stations around the country called Farm to Fork. So let's talk about what you do with your background, starting in radio like I did when you were in college, and then doing a lot of stuff that combines your farming background on the air. What's the typical focus? Let's say today's Farm to Fork broadcast. What are you talking about?
Well, Doug, I look at it this way. I have two audiences that I'm primarily trying to reach. One is the farming community, and I'm talking, when I say community, about farmers themselves, ranchers themselves, their family members, people that live in farm towns, you know, towns that rely on agriculture for their lifeblood,
right,
basically. So I look at those audiences and I ask myself, what can I do for them? What stories can I tell them that will either help them in their businesses, help them, you know, kind of buck up under the economic pressures, you might say, that the farming communities are under these days, and go from there. And sometimes it's pretty meaty topics that I cover, and other times it's just slice of life type stuff that helps them feel a little better about what they're doing when they get out of bed in the morning.
Do you find that people who listen to you really know about our historical past, the agricultural benefits of having been an agrarian economy, the school year built on the schedules that were needed to run the farm, a daylight savings time that came about as a result of needing to have operational light for the farm, that sort of thing? How much of our lives are built on the tradition of the farm, but yet most people, I think today, don't even know that. Do you think that's true?
I would fully agree with that. We have become more and more separated from our history of agriculture, our family history, our, you know, any other historical aspect of it. But there seems to be a movement now to try to reverse that, at least in some sectors anyway. Shows like yours, I think, really help in that regard to help people think more about their roots, and people are taking a greater interest in where their food comes from. I mean, we've heard so many horror stories, I'm sure you have as well, where kids think chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows that they, or just from the grocery store. They don't even think about cows sometimes, and that's just sad. And I'm glad that there's a little bit of recognition, you might say, for the farming community coming into vogue now.
You were talking about your bringings, what you did as you were coming up, bringing yourself up turkeys. You also did some grains, hay, beef, some hogs. How do you see now farming methods in those areas or any? I mean, I can talk about dairy all day long, and I do ad nauseum to the point of, you know, I find it so frustrating. I love the old way of doing things, frankly, using the old Surge milkers, De Laval milkers, the pot milkers, and now, of course, it's gone to robotics. And there are 5,000 cows where there used to be maybe 50 on the average farm when I was a kid. And those sorts of things. I'm not trying to get stuck in the good old days, Daryl, but I think it's interesting to note how things have changed. So in your world, the side of agriculture you're on, how have you seen things change?
Oh, they've changed in just about every way you can imagine them changing. From the technology side of things taking over so much of what farmers used to do day to day, spend a lot of time on. A lot of that is sped up or even eliminated by technology in some cases these days. You talked about growing up and working in the dairy, and I'm sure you've scraped a gutter or two in your day, but much of that stuff has become mechanized over the years now as well. And honestly, one area that the mechanization has helped farmers in a way is, you know, lighten the load a little bit. I mean, farming has always been a very demanding physical activity, and so on. And now I think people are able to do more and do it longer, you might say, because of some of the mechanization aspects of it, and they're able to produce more efficiently as well. But you know, there's in my mind a lot of room, and I'm glad for it, for people who like doing it the old-fashioned way. And there's a community out there of customers, consumers, who appreciate that and desire that. And I say, go get them, you know.
Well, with our radio stuff, are trying to get to the locavores, the people that use the product, the consumer, if you will, and have them understand why it is good to go to the farm. One of the things on my farm, I produced and sold raw milk for about 17 years, and one of the great things about the activity of having people come who were really interested and knew what they were getting in raw milk, they wanted to see the cows being milked. They wanted to go watch the cows as they were birthed at two different farms. The home farm is where the cows went when they were bred, and they calved, and we raised the calves there, and families would come in droves to just see the calves and be in touch with that reality. I would have kids come into the barn when the cows were being milked and try to teach them why just because the animal is big doesn't mean it's scary. I'd have them come behind the cows. We put the machines on the cows, and every once in a while I'd grab a teat and squirt it, the kid, and just, you know, have them go, oh, and they'd scream, and the cows didn't jump because the cows were used to people, and you know, they saw the cows were gentle beings. That kind of thing is good. And all kinds of, I think farmers ought to encourage people to come to their farm. I think it because people are so distanced from it, Daryl, they just don't know what goes on. The ignorance is is just a, that's the biggest problem, I think.
I agree with you, and it sounds like you were a pioneer in the agritourism business.
Well, I wanted the people to come to the farm. I mean, we still have, I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers now, and we have, I have an ice cream business, and people come to the farm. We have events here. We take them for tours. They go out in the pasture with the cows, and they bring bread out and throw it at the cows, and the cows come right up to the wagon. They stick their nose in. The kids scream. They love that stuff, and I love seeing it, frankly. I've had a couple of girls came to the farm with their parents in the summertime, and the cows were right at the gate, and the girls were not really too sure that they wanted to get too close to them. So I brought them, I said, come on with me. So I opened the gate, walked in where the cows were, and I had the cows come up and sort of surround the girls, and they got a little afraid at first, but then they realized that they weren't going to have trouble because the cows were sweet, and they were curious. And, you know, that's the kind of thing, I don't know, maybe it's just me. But it is something in terms of farming and food. I want people to know what the history is, where the food comes from. And I think the best thing is to get, as you say, agritourism. What's your background in that? What do you know, and where are the most successful farms? Maybe you profiled some on your feature Farm to Fork.
Well, I have done that from time to time, certainly. And I think diversity on a farm is a great thing. Our farms, when we were kids, were all pretty diversified. We, as you mentioned, we had turkeys, we had beef, we had small grains, hay, some hogs early on. And I think diversity was a good thing. Nowadays, we have veered away from that in some cases very severely. We're seeing so much monoculture out there, and you can't have just one thing to rely on, because if something goes haywire with that, you're all done.
Yep. And that happens not only in the farming business, but it's kind of, I find that with many of the youngsters, millennials, that word monoculture is that's a fabulous word, frankly, because it describes so much. Everybody's got to have like think and like speak, and life experiences are not all the same, and they ought not to be treated that way, at least in my world. Daryl, hold on for a second. Daryl Anderson, I want to find out, we're going to tell people how they can find your program, and I really do want to focus. I think what you're doing is fabulous, frankly, and it goes well and sort of in hand with what we're doing here. More information, more education. Let's educate people as to how to take pounds off sensibly. Now that we've come through Thanksgiving, we've come through the party season, come through Christmas, we're almost there, New Year's around the corner. This is the time for Calitrin. But then every time of the year is time for Calitrin. Calitrin is the most respected name. A lot of people have never heard of it until we started talking about it. Here, Calitrin has been around for 30 years, a family-run operation. They've come up with a formula whose active ingredient is collagen protein. Collagen is something your body used to make. Most of us are old enough so that we don't make it anymore, so we need to supplement. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. That's how you, with the working out, good, healthy, lean muscle, pushes the fat out, burns it up. That's how you lose the weight. And collagen is fabulous for joint support as well. They've been in business for 30 years. Family takes great pride coming up with new formulas to help you maintain your weight. No adverse effects. I said it was all natural. That's the only kind of thing I'll talk about here. All natural products that are good for your body, and that's where Calitrin comes in. Get the collagen peptides that you need, effective in maintaining your weight after you've lost it. Go to TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com, get the special deal, use the code DJV, and you'll save 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, after 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Stay on this program. Every night before you go to bed, take 4 capsules, and the Calitrin will do the rest for you. Get the benefits of losing weight the safe way, the natural way. Order at TopLoss.com. Get the special deal by using the code DJV.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
American Family Farmer Show with some ideas about sampling food. This is from the Food and Farm Department. Farmers markets. Producers know that farmers markets are great places to showcase all the things they've been growing. And now the wonder of free samples. Is that a way to bring customers in to buy the things that you're selling? That's been studied by several agriculture departments. And it seems that the answer to that question, I guess it depends on who you talk to. My gut instinct would say, yes, it is smart. So now you got to make it safe. Is the fruit that you're, or vegetables, whatever it is that you're producing and wanting to sell, is it sanitized? Is it clean? Does it need to be? There are a couple of concerns about hygiene and temperature control. If you're in warm climes and you leave the food, oh, it doesn't bother fruit, I don't think, too much. But some of the other things, we all know at farmers markets, there are all kinds of things being cooked and prepared, that sort of thing. Foods that require refrigeration, foods that have to be maintained at a hot temperature are a concern. And as you can imagine, the boards of health are all around checking this stuff out. If you're refrigerating the food, you want to keep it safe at 41 degrees. That's what they say. I'm talking about melons and tomatoes, anything that's been cut open, and you're giving away pieces of it. And so that's on the cool side. On the warm side, the temperature's interesting. Not a lot of difference here. 58 degrees or warmer. That really surprised me. I thought it would be 100 degrees or something like that to keep the food healthy, but it's got to be 55, 60, 65 degrees in order to keep the warm food healthy for a period of 1 hour. So those of you who go to farmers markets and are selling hot and cold, there's a little advice for you. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a few final minutes here with Daryl Anderson, who does a program called Farm to Fork. So what? Let's talk about exactly, I said a little earlier, what would be the program today? This is something that is featured on farm stations every day. You do something they probably repeat it two or three times during the course of the day. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And it's very short. It's basically 90 seconds of story and a little bit of commercial time, as we have to pay the bills as well.
Don't we, though? But, yes.
Yes.
So what do you do with it going into 2019?
Well, hoping for the best. I mean, you're doing an agricultural show too, and I'm listening to some of the sponsor announcements and so on in between, and I see some diversity there, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should do that too.
Well, the thing with me, I do a regular morning program, and this becomes an ancillary thing. It's a love of mine,
sure.
But I think we can do a lot better with some of the big ag. You see, the problem is that the big ag companies want to support the broadcasts or the newspapers that support them. So it's like anything else. The advertisers then determine what is going to be the content, and I have a hard time with that, and I'm guessing you probably do.
Well, you know, it becomes more and more difficult, I guess, to be an impartial journalist in so many cases. And so, I get that very much.
Yep. So if we were to find you, how do we find Farm to Fork? I want to have people know how they find this.
Well, the main way to find it, I guess, is my company name is North Shore Productions, And my website is NorthShoreProductions.com. That's the easiest way to find Farm to Fork. And if you Google it, Farm to Fork Radio, you should be able to find it if you forget the name of the website.
Right. And we can find the list of stations they have on. We're on about 240 stations now after 3 years of doing it, and people still don't know that we're around. You talk to some of the, you know, all they know are the big names with the old voices and the big, Max, and you and I are here to help people in a way that is aimed just at that, help. Daryl Anderson, Happy New Year. Thank you for being here from Farm to Fork on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Beautiful sound, beautiful life. And you can put up with big government and big, yeah, it is a beautiful life if you can work your way around government and the big businesses that are trying to put you out of business. So here we are, after Christmas, before the new year. Christmas, for me, started on the farm. It's very special, the traditions that unite us as families and communities, whether it's the tree, it's baking. I bake some things with my grandson. Lots of meals, and we think about how proud we are of the work that we do to help you, all of you, have your holiday traditions. The work of the farmer is so important. I mean, you'd have nothing on your table if it wasn't for the farmer. And the abundance that used to be a part of America's hardworking farmers has been challenged by government and big ag. It just was going to happen sooner or later. So if you're a consumer and you like the fresh vegetables and the turkey and the ham and all that sort of thing, the kind of food that brings people together at Christmas time, please support your local farmer. Buy the things that you need, not only for the celebrations of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, but for all of the, go to the farm. Get whatever you can for produce. Go buy locally raised turkeys and get your eggs locally. You can do that. Look around. Find out. Google it. Where's local source of various foods? I think you'll be very happy. I'm going to look ahead to 2019. What do you have for a 2019 resolution? I have a suggestion for that right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, so what do we think about 2019? The phrase, the resolution, I think is trust. Trusting yourself, the fact that we have a lot of people who are split as to what the right kind of agriculture is for our country. I still say that it's important for all of us to trust our gut, to keep working. And the winter time is especially tough for people. So we go into the new year, especially people in the northern part of the United States. If you're in the southwest, you're okay. If you're in the southeast, you're okay. But even mid-central Texas and north of there, it's the frigid weather, the wintry weather makes it difficult. And so I just think that you got to know what the means of production, the means. I was working with some friends who are other Massachusetts farmers, and we're trying to come up with a way to grow hops or hemp as a way of keeping the farm, especially dairy farms, viable, because you can feed the hops, or at least byproducts of the hops, the cows. You can feed byproducts of hemp to cows. The cellulose in the stalk is really very good for cows, and you don't need that. But again, trying to sort of stay one step ahead, Uncle Sam, who probably ruined that business with regulations as well. But in the meantime, you can grow the stuff. You'll find there are programs. If you just Google hemp growers, there are places around the country that are developing that will allow you to grow it. There'll be some shepherding, some help, and then finding a market, that is shipping it, having the equipment to harvest the pods or whatever it is you're going to be using the things for, and then after you have them processed, finding a market for it. But Google hemp growing and see if that doesn't fit. And maybe hops, H-O-P-S, yeah, hops for beer. There's so many of these local breweries around. They're really wanting, instead of buying grain from the Midwest, they want to buy grain locally. So something to explore. That's going to trust yourself to expand the right way in 2019. That's my resolution. I'm expanding. I'm going into hemp and hops. It's 59 past the hour. Happy New Year from the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.